Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Father, we thank you again for the privilege we have to be here this evening. Thank you for every song that we've sung. Lord, we thank you for these that have gathered. Lord, I pray for those that's unable to be here due to sickness. Lord, that you'll touch them. Lord, that you'll raise them up. Lord, I pray that you'll help us as we begin this new year, Lord, on this Sunday evening. Lord, I pray that you'll help us just purpose in our hearts, Lord, that we're going to allow you to work in our lives in this upcoming year. Lord, I pray again that you'd have your way in the service. Thank you for the songs that we've sung. Lord, I pray that you'll help us for just a little bit. Lord, you know what we stand in need of. Lord, I pray your will be done here tonight, Father. If there's one here lost, God, save them. Lord, if there's one here discouraged, Lord, I pray they might be encouraged. Lord, I pray for those that are traveling. Lord, give them traveling mercy. Lord, the prayer request that's been made this evening, Lord, touch and meet each need, and we'll give you glory and praise for all that you do. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' sake, amen. You can be seated. I want to preach for just a little bit, and I won't preach long, I promise you, tonight, on benefits of the fear of the Lord. On benefits of the fear of the Lord. What does the phrase, the fear of the Lord, refer to? Webster's Dictionary defines fear as a feeling of anxiety and agitation produced by the presence or the nearness of danger, evil, pain, or fright. Second meaning is awe or reverence. And if you'll look in, if you have a Scofield Bible, I believe it's in Psalms 24. I'm not sure. I should have looked. But one of the Psalms, it talks about the word fear as meaning a reverential trust in God. Also, fear means to be afraid of. And I believe if we have the right kind of fear, we'll have the reverential trust for God in our lives. But we see that it means to fear the Lord. When we truly fear the Lord, I believe we'll recognize who He really is. He is the Creator, and we are the creatures. He's the Master, we're the servants. He's the Father, we're the children. This kind of attitude will cause us to have a respect for God, I believe, in our walk with Him. It'll cause us to have a respect for His Word and in doing what He tells us in the Bible. If a child has the right kind of fear, the child knows that his parents can hurt him if he's disobedient. But overriding that fear is the knowledge that disobedience hurts the parents. And the child loves and respects them. And you can look at a lot of children and you can tell that they don't have no fear of their parents. And they have no reverential attitude toward them at all. They don't honor them and they don't have no fear of God. And I read this little illustration one time about this girl that was out on a double date with her boyfriend and her friends. And the boyfriend had an invitation to go to a party this night. And so the girl, there was going to be some drinking and some things that was going on at the party that wouldn't have been beneficial to young people. And the girl, having the right kind of love and respect for her father, she said that she wasn't going for them to carry her home. And he said, "What, are you afraid of your dad?" And she said, "That your dad will hurt you?" And she said, "No, I'm afraid that I'll hurt my dad." You know, if we got the right kind of fear, we got the right kind of reverence for God, and the respect that we should have for Him, we'll be afraid that we'll hurt God if we allow things to get in our life. Genuine fear of the Lord is always to see in obedience to seeing in obedience to the Word of God. Proverbs 8 verse 13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." People who do not walk in line with the Word don't fear the Lord. And you know, the way we learn these things is by being taught. The way we learn how to act and how we learn how to conduct ourselves is to be taught. Same way, to know the fear of the Lord, we'll have to be taught to fear God and fear in our lives, and it'll help us in our daily walk with Him. But we see Another thing, Oswald Chambers, a great writer, said the remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. And I'm glad that's true in our lives. When we have the right kind of fear of God, we don't fear man, what man can do to us. The Bible says, fear not man that can destroy the body, but fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. But we see tonight, I want to look at just several things about the benefits of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord will produce certain things in our life, I believe. Number one, let me say, the fear of the Lord, it'll produce, it's the beginning of wisdom in our lives. As I read there in chapter 1 and verse 7, said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 9 and verse 10, we'll look at several passages tonight in the book of Proverbs here, but the chapter 9 and verse 10 said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So we know that wisdom is to know how to use that knowledge that we acquire from the Word of God, how to put it in practice in our lives, and how to listen to God. But then Proverbs 15 and verse 33. Proverbs 15 and verse 33 says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. And you and I as believers, we know that we can acquire wisdom. And we know that wisdom comes from God. We know that we can acquire knowledge by studying certain factors, studying certain subjects. We can learn about knowledge. But how to get wisdom, how to know how to use wisdom, and how to have wisdom comes from God. James, the chapter 1 and verse 5 said, if any man lack wisdom, to let him ask of God that giveth liberally unto all men and upbraideth not. God's not going to scold you for asking for wisdom to know how to use the knowledge. It's good to have knowledge of the Word of God. And I think there's been a lot of knowledge. There's been a lot of Bible taught across this pulpit in the past few years. But to know how to use that knowledge, it requires wisdom, and that comes from God. But we see that the benefits of the fear of the Lord is, and we know that it's the beginning of wisdom to know how to use those things that God has given us. We know that the Bible says a lot of things about the fear of the Lord. Job chapter 28 and verse 28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Psalms 25 and verse 12 said, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Psalms 25 and verse 14 said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalms 10, I believe, in verse 27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Proverbs 14 and 26 says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Proverbs 19 and verse 27 says, the fear of the Lord, tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide in satisfaction. He shall not be visited with evil. Proverbs 14 and verse 27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 22 and verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. We see pictures of the fear of the Lord all through the Word of God. Psalms chapter 2 and verse 11 says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Luke describes the early churches there in the book of Acts in chapter 9 and verse 31. He said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. So we see that early church, we see some things that was happening there, and the fear of the Lord fell upon them. You read in several places there about how fear fell upon the congregation of God. But we know that it's the beginning of fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Also, we see the benefits of the fear of the Lord. We see that it motivates people to holiness. It motivates people to holiness. These verses will promote holy living when we learn to fear God. Job illustrates
a man who fears God. In chapter 1 and verse 8, it said that Job was a man that feared God and eschewed evil. We know that Job had the fear of the Lord in his heart, and it caused him to have a holy hatred of evil. And you and I that are believers tonight, that are have been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, that's trusted Jesus in the forgiveness of our sin, let me say that a healthy fear of God will motivate you to a life of holiness. There in chapter 3 and verse 7, it says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil." I'm going to tell you, when we get the right kind of fear, we'll hate evil. Hey, we'll stay away from it. The Bible says evil communications corrupt good manners. The Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. A healthy fear of God will keep us holy before God. When we read the Bible and God speaks to us from the pages of this book, then we'll apply the Word of God. As I've already said, I believe that we learn how to live for God by being taught the Word of God. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instructions in, for reproof and rebuke, for instructions in righteousness, for correction, that the man of God might be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm glad that we can find in this Bible how to lead our lives, and if we have the right kind of fear of God about us, then it'll motivate you to a life of holiness. I'm glad I'm saved tonight, aren't you? Hey, I'm glad I got a Bible that gives me instructions. I love to read the book of Proverbs. If you've never read the book of Proverbs, you ought to start reading them. Read one chapter a day, the first day of the month, second day of the month, third day, and just you'll read almost through the entire book of Proverbs, and there's a lot of instructions. There's a lot of instructions in Proverbs, and I know that it's hard to read sometimes because it don't all tie together. You'll be talking about one subject in two verses, and then it'll jump to another subject. But if you'll read the Proverbs, and it'll teach you how to live your life. It'll teach you how to stay out of trouble. It'll teach you the fear of the Lord. And there's a lot in Proverbs that'll tell you what sin will do to you. It'll tell you how to deal with your sin. It'll tell you about confessing your sin, forsaking your sin. It'll tell you about the things that God hates, and that if we have the right kind of fear of the Lord, we won't want those things in our lives. We won't want pride to build up in our lives. We won't want stubbornness and rebellion and against God and against God's Word. It motivates people to a life of holiness. The Bible says, "Be ye holy, for the Lord, I am the Lord God. I, the Lord God, am holy." God wants us to be like Him. Bible wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son. We've been predestinated as children of God, those that are believers. We've been predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. 1 John 1:3 says that when we see Him, we'll be like Him. And that's what God wants us for His people. He wants us to live a life of holiness. He wants us to be like Him. And I believe that if we've got a healthy fear of God, if there's one thing that we can ground in these children, these young people tonight, is to teach them the fear of God. Because I'm going to tell you, this society has not much fear of God in their lives anymore. They'll spit right in the face of God. They hate the church. They hate the Word of God. They hate to be preached to. And if we have the right kind of fear of God, we'll want to be preached to. We'll want God to speak to us from His Word. In the book of Proverbs, if we had nothing else, we don't have a church covenant around here, but if we had a church, if we didn't have a Bible, if we'd abide by the church covenant that we have in most churches across this land, we could live a good life. And I thank God for the Bible that He's given us that we do have before us, and we can live our lives according to Him. And the first thing we need, if we're going to be obedient to God, if we're going to be what He wants us to be, is to have the fear of the Lord. It teaches some things. And there's benefits in the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. It motivates people to holiness. Let me say, it prolongs life. The fear of the Lord will prolong your life. It'll tell you what alcohol will do to you. It'll tell you what sin will do to you. It'll tell you what drugs will do to you. It'll tell you what immorality will do to you. You know why we've got so much disease across this land? Because our people don't have fear of God. It prolongs life. Chapter 10 and verse 27, the book of Proverbs. The Bible says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." Have you ever seen a lot of people that gets into a wicked lifestyle, an evil lifestyle, and they end up, their life has been shortened? A lot of people get in the wrong place. They get to fooling with the wrong people. The Bible tells about a wicked woman, where her steps lead to. The Bible tells about, I mentioned that verse, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. We need to teach these kids who to hang around with. Because I'm going to tell you, they can't get in bad company, they can't get in the wrong crowd, and they can end up in jail, or they can end up dead. A lot of young boys has got hooked up with the wrong boys and end up in a robbery or something and end up their life being shortened or a car wreck. You know, we think it won't happen to us, but I'm gonna tell you, speed kills. If you get to where you don't fear God and you don't fear death and you don't fear what can happen to you, you're looking to cut your life short. And the fear of the Lord will prolong your life. If you want to please God, then you won't. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And there's a lot of people that tempts God in things that they get involved in. I mean, even in sports, some sports like skydiving and things. You know, you can tempt God. There's a lot of people that's jumped out of an airplane that's pulled a chute, Brother James, and it didn't open. There's a lot of people that's got in situations. I'm talking about the fear of the Lord prolongs life. If we fear God, we watch who we hang with, if we watch who we run with, hey, we watch what we fool around with. I'm going to tell you, the fear of the Lord will keep you from watching things on television. I'm going to tell you that television promotes sin. It promotes promiscuity. I mean, that you are... is that the right word I'm looking for? It will promote that in your life. You know, movies today, they'll take things that's wrong and they'll portray it and they'll have you sympathizing with that and thinking things are okay. I've seen movies back through times about the Mormons and how they were treated, you know. These men that had multiple wives and of course they were mistreated, but it'll make you sympathetic toward them, and they were living a life of sin. It's very, very subtle, these things. The fear of the Lord, it'll prolong your life. If we fear the Lord like we should, and we obey obedient to the Word of God and the things of God, the first promise to a kid, if they'll obey their parents, is long life. You want to live a long time? Be obedient and honor your parents. It's right to honor and be obedient to your parents. You shouldn't never get behind your parents' back. And I'm going to tell you, this ain't honoring them when they turn their head and you make faces at them. That is not honoring them. And I'm preaching to the choir. I know we're all young and we've all done things like that. You might just shake your head and say, "Amen, that's right, preacher." But honor your parents. There's a promise of long life to it. It prolongs life. Fear God. Believe His Word. Believe what He says in the Word of God. It produces a sense of security. Chapter 14, verse 26 said, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge." Hey, I'm glad when we fear the God, we know that we can run into His arms. We can run into His shelter. We can run into His safety. I'm glad that there's security in God and knowing, hey, that we've had our sins forgiven, that we can't save ourselves. And if we've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the right kind of fear of God, then I'm glad that we can have a sense of security in Him. When we're walking in the fear of the Lord, we can have strong confidence that God is on our side. He's promised, He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm glad that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil alike. And He knows what we're made of. He knows where we are. Let me look at this verse and see if this is one I'm looking for. Romans 8 and verse 31. It said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm glad God's on our side. And when we fear Him and we believe Him, then I'm glad that it'll produce a sense of security in our life. Can I say also, not only it motivates people to holiness, it prolongs life, but let me say it produces life. Proverbs 14 and verse 27 says, for the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. When we walk in the fear of the Lord, we're stronger spiritually than we could be otherwise. The fear of the Lord is like a fountain that continually springs up spiritual vitality and strength. This enables us to walk cleaner and closer, thus avoiding the temptations and traps of the devil. Did you know the devil is after you tonight? The Bible says that the devil's like a roaring lion. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Have you ever watched the documentaries of those lions on television? They'll stalk those wildebeest, those herds of wildebeest. They'll stalk them for days, and they'll look for the opportunity to find one of those weak ones. And when they find that the drought comes and the water is not there and those wildebeest begin to weaken, they'll find the younger ones that are the ones that's not strong, and they see them weaken and they down, then those lion will move in for the kill. And that's the same way the devil is. He's walking about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Hey, we may think we're strong sometimes, and we may get to the point and we neglect the fear of God in our lives, and we think that we can do it on our own. But I'm going to tell you about the time that we're thinking that we can make it on our own, and we begin to weaken in our spiritual life. I'm going to tell you, the devil is ready to pounce on us. And it produces life in our lives. If we have the right kind of fear in our lives, it'll produce life. It'll produce a better life. We'll be watching. The Bible said there's no temptation overtaking you but such as is common unto man. But with every temptation, God will make a way of escape. I'm glad that there's nothing that we're faced that someone else that's been before us has never faced. And that God will make a way for us. And it'll produce life. If you stay with God, if you fear God, if you walk with God, then do what He tells us in the Word of God, I'm glad that it'll produce a good life in our life. Not only does it prolongs life, and it produces a sense of security, and it produces life, but let me say, it makes life better. It just makes life better. I'm glad and thankful for the fear of the Lord tonight. The Bible says in Proverbs 15 and verse 16, it says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. I'm glad that the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, it said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. I'm glad that we can learn how God wants us to act and how God wants us to walk. We're going to have the fear of God in our lives and in our hearts. This world has no fear much. You see it all across. They used to strap that got there for a while. They had these young people, they had the sign on their windshields, no fear. And there is no fear much across this land anymore. Our government has no fear of God. This country was founded upon the principles of the Word of God. Even those old-timers, that the fathers of our country that wrote the Declaration of Independence, some of them weren't even saved. But I'm going to tell you, they had a fear of God about them. We've seen today that our politicians and the people that's in charge of our country, we don't see any fear of God anymore. And we've seen our country deteriorate to the point and place where it's at today. We're seeing things that are allowed across this land that we've never thought would be possible. And I'm going to tell you, our lifestyle as far as Christians today, because of a land and people, a country that's run by people with no fear our life is not as good as it quality as it used to be. There may be more money in places. There may be more prosperity a lot of times. But I'm going to tell you, life is better when people fear God. You used to go off and leave your doors open. And nobody would, you didn't have no fear. But I'm going to tell you, you leave your doors open now, somebody will walk in, they'll be waiting on you when you come into the house. Hey, we have to have alarm systems. We have to have all kind of things. Well, but when people feared God, I'm going to tell you, life was better. And life's better in your family. Life is better in the schools. Life, there's no fear in the schools anymore. Our children and our teachers are not safe anymore because there's no fear of God with people. Kids will, that's not been taught and they've not been given the Word of God, go in with guns and they'll gun down innocent people because there's no fear of God. There's no fear of retribution anymore. They'll slap them on the hand and now they'll put them, reprimand them and send them on their way and they'll be back up there next week or the week after that. I know people that's been in and out of jail and in and out of jail all their life and they're still in and out of jail. Why? Because they have no fear of God in their life. I'm going to tell you, there's some benefits of having the fear of the Lord in your life tonight. And if you don't fear God, let me tell you this evening, you need to check up and see where you're at. Can I say that it also it produces satisfaction and safety? The Bible says in Proverbs 19 and verse 23 says, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil." The person that lives in the fear of the Lord will be a satisfied person. I tell you what, there's one thing about it. If you fear God and you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, hey, you'll never have to fear hell. I took care of that and Jesus took care of my sins on Calvary. And back under 17 years, the fear of the Lord brought me to the point and place in my life. I set myself as a hell-deserving sinner and trusted Jesus as my Savior. You'll never have to fear hell. It brings the head of God in our lives. Job talked about in chapter 1, verse 10, that the devil told us, "Hath not you put a hedge about Job?" I'm going to tell you, if we got the right kind of fear of God about us this evening, hey, the Lord will put a hedge about us and He'll protect us. I believe He'll do that. I believe He'll give us a life and it'll produce satisfaction and safety in our lives. Proverbs 22 and verse 4 says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." Let me say, the fear of the Lord, it'll bring great blessings in one's life tonight. It brings great blessings in one's life. A person who chooses to walk in the fear of the Lord can rest assured that their decision will bring great blessings into their life. It'll bring spiritual riches in your life tonight. If you fear God the right way, you want to be obedient to God's Word, you want to be submissive to His will, hey, if you want to deal with your rebellion, your stubbornness, let me tell you, it'll bring great spiritual blessings to your life. Hey, I'd rather have the spiritual blessings than the material blessings, hadn't you? Hey, I'd rather be right with God and know His presence was on in my life, that His power was real, and I could see His hand at work in my life. It brings great blessings. It brings abundant life. I'm glad that God has promised us that are believers, He said He gives unto us abundant life. He don't want us just to have a mediocre life, but He wants us to have that abundant life. Most Christians never get to that point in their lives where they can enjoy that abundant life that God has promised. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. We'll read another verse and then we'll close here. John chapter 10, verse 10 said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Boy, I'm going to tell you, the devil, he wants to rob you of your joy. He wants to rob you of that abundant life tonight. But I'm going to tell you, the fear of God, the fear of the Lord in our lives will produce that abundant life. Brother Tom's asking me about the joy of the Lord He said, ask me some questions this morning about and see if I have the joy of the Lord. You know, I can't really ask the right questions, but you know whether you have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus in your heart, He wants, and with the fear of God, He wants you to enjoy that abundant life. He don't want you to just go through life mediocre Christians. He wants you to have the victory. He wants you to have the assurance of your salvation. And I'm going to tell you, if we're going to have that in our heart and in our lives tonight, it's going to take the fear of God working that in our hearts. It brings great blessings. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad that as a young boy that it was instilled in me about the fear of God. Why most people don't have the fear of God tonight, not been instilled in them. Can I say this, and you're not from my heart? Rebels raise rebels. Rebels raise rebels. But you find a person that's got a mom and dad that fears God, and they can feel that fear of the Lord in their children, they'll have a child that'll grow up, of God and fear God. Bible says, train up a child in the way to go. When it's old, it'll not from him. We ought to train them to fear God while they're little. Teach them that God is love, that God gave Son for our sins, but teach fear God. Even when we teach them to fear us, have that trust us and that fear to be afraid of. I've had a good relationship with my dad, but I'm going to tell you, there was always a fear in my heart if I did wrong that I was going to get a whooping. Not a whipping, but a whooping. And I knew better than to get caught. And you know, even though I had that fear in my heart, I would slip around and do things. Why? Because I had that flesh. But I'm going to tell you, I can honestly say that I've always had a fear of God in my heart. I believe that's what's kept our marriage together, is the healthy fear of God in me and Debbie's life. I believe it'll keep you home together. It'll keep your life right. It'll give you that life of holiness. When we realize that we can hurt God, that we can offend Him, we can bring a reproach upon Him, we don't want to do that. But then also at the same time that if we fear God, that we'll know that the chastening hand of God can get upon us. You can't do wrong and get by. Paul says if you're with chastisement, you're bastards and not sons. We're going to pay for our sins here if we're saved. We can't sin. We can't dabble around with the things of the world. We can't be crossed up with God and get by. The benefits of the fear of God. I'm glad it brings satisfaction and safety, and I'm glad that it brings great blessings in your and my life tonight. Do you fear God like you should? Do you have that? A fear that causes you to love God, you want to please Him in your walk with Him. If you don't, you ought to pray, God, give me back that fear of God this evening. Father, we thank You again for the privilege we've had to be here tonight. Lord, we thank You for the fear of God that's in our life. Lord, I pray that each and every one is enjoying these benefits tonight in their heart. Lord, I pray that we will stay with You. We will walk with You in this upcoming year. In 2015, God, I pray that You'll stir our hearts and stir our souls, Lord, in the things of God. Lord, I pray that You'll be with these kids. Lord, I pray that we'll see them have the fear of the Lord in their lives, that they'll honor You in everything. Lord, even honoring their parents, Lord, and obeying them. Lord, if there's one here tonight that's lost, Lord, some of these kids may be coming to that time of accountability. Lord, I pray that they'll realize, Lord, that You loved them and that You died for them. Lord, I pray that they'll get saved at a very early age. Lord, that You'll work grace in their hearts. Lord, we love You again this evening. We thank You for all that You do for us. Help us now. Lord, if someone needs to pray and, Lord, You to do something in their heart, Lord, I pray that they'll be willing to step out and come to You this evening. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' sake, amen.